וידבר מהשם אל מישה ואל ארין, ויצווים אל בני ישראל ואל פרי מלך מצרים. He commanded them. Doesn't say what he commanded them. If it means ambiguous, oh, he's going to command about the Makkos. And what about the Bnei Yisrael? What's he commanding to the Bnei Yisrael? At the end, with Big HaKom Pesach, is that what he's referring to? Rashi himself teaches, not that command to them, but command about them. Be patient with the Jew. Don't get angry at him that he's not listening to you. You have to. You have to be in the shoes, you'll know. Okay, he's suffering and all that. Amen garnished. He's just screaming out from pain and other things. Pare, you come to Pare, you nasaticha lekim le Pare. You think already you could treat him like schmutz. I am the boss. You have to give him covered malchus. You're in his land, you have to give him the covet of it. You have to tell him your honor, you'll be dead. But you have to say your honor, or whatever the lashon, or my sire, whatever the expression you would say to the king. But remember the title. You have to remember that title. That's what Rashi teaches it. But we're teaching right seven, El Bnei Yisrael to the Yidden. So now, so we're going to teach it this way. Vaitzavim el bnei Yisrael el Pari. You should know by telling Pari, it's the, in other words, the el bnei Yisrael is about the bnei Yisrael, like Rashi teaches. By telling Pari, the whole purpose of telling Pari direct is because of the bnei Yisrael. If not, you have nothing to do with Pari. He happens to have the Bnei Yisrael in his pocket, and that's why you're coming to him. And if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be here talking to him. So that's the Taich, Vaitzavim el Bnei Yisrael, for the purpose of Bnei Yisrael to Pari. Okay, that's also very poshut. So what is he trying to say, Vaitzavim el Bnei Yisrael Pari? As far as what we see, all he was mitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu, was to come 10 times to Pari, right? The 10 Makkos. Bnei Yisrael, if you want, like I said, if it's going on the Korban and on the Korban Pesach, okay, he'll have a place also. But I'm also impatient. I can't wait that long. So therefore, I want to see it before. So he says, you know, you know what the Makkah of Pari is for? Is it because of Pari? That's the Makkah. You make a mistake. If it was for Pari, the Rebbeinu would make it fast. I would send that devil and get rid of you in 1, 2, 3. What do I have to toy around with you? But you know what? By playing around with Pari, there's a lesson that the Bnei Yisrael could learn. And if you look on the Rashi, on the Pasuk, Gimel and Zion Gimel, it says, the Ben Shem said, you know, Pari's ready to let you go, but I won't let him. Pari's ready to let you go, but I'm not letting him. Why not? Because it says in Pasuk Gimel, Vani akshe slay Pari, Vishilach, slay Pari, Basi, in order that I should make a seisai, vesmeifsai, be'eretz mitzvahim. That's the whole purpose. If Pari is ready to listen to the first Makkah, I can't bring Makkah number 2. I need 10 Makkahs for whatever I need it for. Why do I need the 10 Makkahs? Like the Jew will tell you, make it 1 Makkah, we'll be out earlier. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Vaniyaksha, Me'achar she'yoshia, he's a rosh, ve'hissus kenegdi, and he's fighting me. Ve'golo lefonai, and I know, she'enach ha'sruach be'umis, evde kechovim los a slave sholem, loshuv, even if Pari will give up, I know that it's not with full heart. It's a gather, like a person says, you give up? Sure, you're a bully. I give up. Do you believe I am so? I believe you're hurting me. Okay. It's tavely, I'm better off, shayak shalibi. Leman habis base seisai, what I could do. V'takiru atem es gvurasi, so you Jews should know my power. As we have this medium called the movie, we put on a play. The play is Pari. And could you learn from that film of Pari? Maybe Puranas Alumas, they are the actors, they are the play, and they get punished. Why? So the audience, which is the Jew, is they sheyishmu Yisrael the yiru, and they should be afraid. Shenemar hichati geim neshamu pineisom. I destroyed nations. I destroyed the power. Amarti, I said, al tiri ach tireisi, in order that you should fear me. Tikhu Musa, you should take Musa. Okay, you hear? That's it. The whole purpose of the Makis is not for Pari. The Vaitzavim El Pari because of the Bnei Yisrael. That's the whole purpose. If the Bnei Yisrael wouldn't need this lesson to see on the movie, the Keach of the Rebbeinu Shlom, they'll have to be Nebach, be the actors themselves, that they will see what happens. But here, if they see the movie, and they accept the movie, they don't have to act it out. They don't have to act out the play. And actually, simpler, it's a pasuk later on in the beginning of Bay. What does it say? Uleman tesape ve'azavincha ve'avincha es asher es alalte b'mitzrayim. That's the purpose of the Makis. And that's where we have a nice Seder night, reenacting a certain thing and remembering the Mice of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Keach of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So it should be an injection for us to last till next year. Till next year it should last. And yet we need a booster shot twice a day. We have twice a day we have to have Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The big shot, the big injection is the night of Pesach. That's a big injection. You have a long Seder. And every day you need a little booster shot and it shouldn't wear off. Just to tell you, the Maisa of the Mantiske, Shem Tzeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Ke Yemei Chayecha, Yemei Chayecha Yomim, Ke Yemei Chayecha Halelus. That's booster shots. All simple statement. Ani Hashem Alekichem Asher Tzeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. That's all. We don't do anything about it. So this is the Taich, Vaitzavim El Bnei Yisrael, for the purpose of Bnei Yisrael, to talk to Pari and to make these things on Pari. It's only for the purpose of the Bnei Yisrael. Okay, then the